Good evening. I'm Steve Ray. Welcome to Washington Audio Theater's presentation of Catwhackers. Here's a preview of tonight's tale.
Yeah, baby?
You left your records on the floor again. Mr. Sinatra had a little accident.
Oh, man!
Get to bed, little kitty. Peeing all over Mr. Brian's records. Mommy's very upset with you. But you're so cute, Mommy can't even stay mad.
Damn it!
I've told you not to leave your records on the floor. Mr. Sinatra just loves to wee-wee on Daddy's stuff. Don't you, Mr. Sinatra?
That's the second time this week.
Listen, sweetheart, I have to head out for a while, so do me a favor. Fill his water bowl and food dish. And remember to use the filtered water. Mr. Sinatra's little body can't metabolize heavy metal in the water. We wouldn't want our precious baby to die of lead poisoning.
Would we, Mr. Sinatra?
Honey, I thought we were gonna stay in tonight and watch TV.
Yeah. It's a client dinner. I'm sure I told you. Oh, be a doll, will you? And scoop out Mr. Sinatra's poo-poo box, too. It's getting a little funky.
All right. Maybe we can watch a movie when you get back. I got some Chinese. I'll just put it in the fridge and we can maybe...
It's going to be a late one, I'm afraid. Maybe tomorrow night. Don't forget Mr. Sinatra's pooey box.
Bye-bye, my little boo-boo boy.
Bye, my little cupcake.
Yeah. I'll see you later, too, Brian.
I could snap your little Guido neck right now. You know that chairman of the board, my ass.
Hello.
Big Brian, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Jake?
You are, dude. Come on over, man. I got a 12-pack on ice.
I can't. Marie and I are watching a movie.
Oh, yeah? Put her on.
Screw you, dude.
What happened? She had another business engagement.
What do you want, Jake?
I want you to come on over and down a few cold ones. I got imported.
I don't know, man. Your place gives me the creeps.
Well, it ain't your girlfriend's fancy condo. But there aren't any annoying cats around either.
I'll be right over.
Ah, the good old days. When young men would set off to make their way in the world, embark on careers, prepare to become homeowners and upstanding members of the community. And when young women would set their sights on marrying well and then settling down to raise a family. A lot has changed since the days of Ozzie and Harriet, hasn't it? In today's world, young men are lucky to land jobs at all. And the women? Well, let's just say their days of waiting for a knight in shining armor to swoop in and take care of them are long gone. Our story begins with Brian Harlow, a young college graduate who has had the good fortune to have moved in with his new girlfriend, Maria Fettuccini. It's not just her Georgetown condo that attracted Brian. Maria is an investment banker at one of Washington, D.C.'s premier investment firms. Brian, on the other hand, works as a receptionist at a downtown law firm. But what does it matter? He goes home to spend his evenings with Maria in her luxury condo. Life is good. Or would be if it were not for Mr. Sinatra, a short-haired calico cat with an axe to grind against Brian. It is said that a woman and her cat are inseparable. To love a woman is to love her cat. And if a woman happens to love a vile, ill-tempered feline, there's nothing a man can do about it. Or is there? Let's find out as Catwhackers resumes.
Honestly, Jake, I don't know how you can live here. It's a freaking garage.
What's not to like? I got my cot, a TV, I can hack internet service from the house behind me, and it's 2 blocks from the 8th Street Strip.
Dude, your front door opens onto an alley. I saw half a dozen rats on my way in.
Small price to pay for primo location. Besides, not everyone can shack up in a Georgetown condo with the daughter of a wealthy mobster.
I told you, man, her dad's not a mobster. He owns an...
olive oil import business? Right. Here, have a cold one. You have some catching up to do.
Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh, yeah, man. PBR. Imported fresh from Milwaukee.
What the hell are you reading?
Business section.
Dude, you're a bartender.
Found it in the alley. Plenty of good ideas in here about becoming an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Whatever, dude. I don't intend on slinging beers at Granville's for the rest of my life. So, what's going on with you and Teresa?
Maria.
Whatever, man. Seems like the girl's got her own agenda.
I don't know, man. Things were going great. We moved in together. Her condo is awesome. Dinner every night, watching movies. Until Mr. Sinatra moved in.
Mr. Sinatra?
The cat.
Oh, that's rough, dude.
The freaking thing's a menace. Today it peed all over my John Lee Hooker album.
No way. Not the original, the first release?
Ruined, man.
The damn thing should be freaking killed. No judge, no jury, straight to execution.
Ah, Pulp Fiction, the heroin scene with Lance. Good one, dude. That movie was awesome. Anyway, on top of all of that, Maria starts having all these business meetings.
Oh, yeah.
No, man, it's not like that. She's got a serious job. I wouldn't mind, but it seems like when she is home, all she does is fawn over the cat. I just want things to go back to the way they were before that flea-bitten mothball moved in. I don't give a damn about her condo. We were developing a relationship, dude. A meaningful relationship.
Uh-huh. You know what I would do?
Dump her, move out, and live the life of a reclusive mystic in a toxic garage? Beer me.
No, man. Leave the door open. Old Blue Eyes wanders out, and presto! No more cat problem.
Yeah, right. Like that damn thing would ever leave. That condo is sweet.
An accident, then. Look. Say Sinatra is drinking from the toilet.
Do cats drink from the toilet?
Whatever, dude. I'm trying to help here. Point is, Maria comes home and finds it accidentally drowned in the bowl. The chairman of the board is gone, and you are back to being A number one, top of the heap.
Oh, beer me again. Oh, what if it got caught in the blender?
Now you're thinking, but that's a little messy. How about it accidentally gets into the cleaning products beneath the sink? And dies a slow, painful death of Drano poisoning.
Awesome! Oh, get this. It's crawling around on the mantle like it likes to do and knocks over that annoying cuckoo clock, which comes crashing down on its mangy skull. Two birds with one friggin' stone.
That's the plan right there, my man.
Yeah, that would be money. And if Maria even tries to blame me, I'll just say, I killed the cat. I killed the cat.
My cousin Vinny, sweet. You're my friend, Bri. We've known each other since grade school. Tell you what, I still have that key to the condo you left me. Just give the word. I'll take care of the whole thing while Maria is at work.
You'd be like a cat hitman.
Yeah, a cat whacker.
Cat whacker. You money, man. Cold hard cash.
No, you money, baby.
No, you money.
No, you money.
Swingers, dude.
That movie was cash.
Oh, God. Anyway, man, thanks for listening, but I gotta go. I got work in the morning. I'm not gonna worry about it. Things will work out. I think the fuzzy little piss machine is actually starting to warm up to me.
Later, man.
Cat whacker. Money, dude. Money. Chardon and Epps, how may I direct your call?
Roman O'Brien, please.
Hold, please. Chardon and Epps.
Divorce litigation, please.
Hold, please. Chardon and Epps.
It's me, dude. We gotta talk.
Jake, man, how many beers did we down last night? I got a wicked headache. There's only 20 minutes until clockout time, and I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Brace yourself, man. Remember that thing we talked about last night? I took care of it.
Thing? What thing? Oh, hang on a minute. Chardon Apps.
Brian, it's horrible.
Oh, baby, what happened?
Something horrible to Mr. Sinatra.
Please, come home right away.
I'll be right there. Jake, man, what the hell did you... God damn it!
Well, she says I got man boobs. Man boobs? They're pecs, I tell her. And she's no slender broad either, believe you me.
Uh-huh. You need another shot, Ralph?
Yeah, hit me again, Jake. So, she says we should join a gym together. A gym? I can barely stand to watch her cellulite-caked ass walking around at home, let alone stuffed into spandex in a gym.
Uh-huh. There you go, Ralph. It's $7.
Keep the change, Jake.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, so I says to her, I says...
Big Bri, how's it going, man? Everything all right at home?
All right? All right? It's freaking awesome! You're a genius!
I thought you might be angry.
Angry? Hey, man, you know what your bartender, this beautiful human being, did for me?
What's that? Hit me again, Jake.
My girl had this cat, see? A real beast from hell. Old Jake here snuck into the condo when she was at work and bam, kablow, took it out. Dude, tangling it up in the toaster cord, making it look like it accidentally hung itself. Genius. Pure, unadulterated genius.
Just doing my job. There you go, Ralph.
Keep the change. You know, my wife has a cat.
Uh-huh. So, Bri, how did Maria take it?
That's the best part.
Damn thing is always spraying all over the place. Marking its territory. That's my condo, man. My territory.
Jake, man, it was beautiful. She cried for an hour, took 2 Ambien, and fell asleep in my arms. Like old times.
Hey, do you think you guys could, you know, take care of my cat problem?
No way, old man. That was a one-time deal. Right, Jake?
I'll pay you $500.